In 2011, the Tohoku earthquake created a tsunami so large that when it struck Japan, it killed approximately 16,000 people, destroyed 130,000 buildings, and caused an estimated $210 billion worth of damage, making it one of the costliest natural disasters in world history. On top of that, when the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant was hit by the tsunami, it began releasing the largest amount of radioactive materials into the environment since the Chernobyl disaster of 1986. Now, almost 3 years later, there are continuing and serious concerns over the levels of both the initial and ongoing radiation contamination, not only in Japan proper, but also what's leaking into the Pacific Ocean. Now, information regarding this nuclear accident has been very tightly controlled by the Japanese government. So we sent Vikram Gandhi to ground zero of this environmental disaster to see firsthand what's really happening in Fukushima.
The Japanese government has declared most of these ghost towns unlivable. But what is more disturbing is what they are not telling us. In the days following the tsunami, a series of explosions ripped through three of the Fukushima reactors. Despite global concern of a potential nuclear catastrophe, the Japanese government downplayed the severity of the situation. As a member of the Japanese House of Representatives at the time of the disaster, Hiroshi Kawachi witnessed firsthand the inadequacy of the government response.
Do you think the government is lying about the extent to which the damage has been created by this accident?
Wondering how radiation levels 168 times worse than Hiroshima could ever be perceived as okay, we decided to investigate further.
In this school, there's an NGO that's going around testing people for thyroid cancer. Thyroid cancer is one of those diseases that's caused by radiation.